Trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. I Said Sorry, by Garrett O. Today in my primary class, we were reading in the book of Malachi. When my friend Carter read, I giggled because he read some words wrong. Afterward, I was sad because I'm not very good at math, and I wouldn't like it if he giggled when I got an answer wrong. When I got home, I called him and said I was sorry. I feel better now. Garrett O., age 10, Utah. A Brave Friend, by Joseph V. I was playing at a friend's house when another boy came over to play. The other boy began using bad language and not being nice. My friend asked the boy to stop. He didn't, so my friend told him to go home. The boy refused. My friend called the boy's mom on the phone, explained what was going on, and handed the phone to the boy. He hung up on his mom. My friend called her again, and this time the boy listened to his mom and went home. This was a brave thing for my friend to do. I am thankful for good friends who are not afraid to stand up for what is right. I know that friends like that help me to choose the right. Joseph V., age 11, Arizona. Website Warning, by Devonny Tay P. I decided to start my own website, but after a few days of making the site, I felt very uncomfortable because I hadn't asked my parents for permission first. I didn't want them to know that I had a website, but something inside me told me to tell them and show them my site. When I showed Mom and Dad my website, they were pleased that I had been careful not to use my last name, but told me that I would have to delete it because they couldn't be sure it would be secure or safe. I'm glad that my parents are helping me understand what dangers are out there and how I can be safe. Most of all, though, I'm thankful to the Holy Ghost for warning me to tell my parents. Devonny Tay P., age 11, Idaho. End of the section. Trying to be like Jesus.